Now, similarly, the common denominator of all people who are having any difficulty in life, similarly, that common denominator is inability to experience effort. In other words, they can't work, they can't play, they can't move, and so on. They're afraid to experience effort. In other words, force is outside someplace threatening them. Now, the only reason a symbol has any effect upon an individual, for instance, the only reason you could criticize somebody and have them feel bad about it, is because your verbal criticism is associated by him with times when he has been hit, invalidated. Now, invalidation, criticism, the lowest level, then we get outright overt invalidation, and then right above that, we get this more understandable thing of the lightning bolt. See? And a fellow could only take criticism to heart if he were afraid of lightning bolts. You see, he's got criticism, actually, a symbol of force. If he's afraid of criticism, then basically he's afraid of force. Invalidation converts immediately, as you come upscale, into force. Invalidation means to be hit. But if you could impress somebody by invalidating and telling him he really didn't think that or he really didn't believe that something, it's because he's afraid of being hit, you see? And he associates the little criticism that you give him or the contradiction that you give him with force. He has been taught to avoid. And when even a symbol of force shows up, criticism, he then backs up. So he is below the force band. He is actually in conjunction with a body which is extremely liable to wreckage by reason of force. He's extremely tender. A body goes 2 miles, 3, 4 miles in the air, it starts to notice it very badly. If it went 10 or 20 miles up in the air, it'd probably die. I mean, it can't survive up there. If it went 5 miles in toward the core of Earth, that isn't very far, you know. If Earth was reduced to the size of an apple, you wouldn't be able to find 5 miles thick with a microscope. He goes down toward the center of Earth just 5 miles, and it is much too warm and intolerable. The body is a frail mechanism, mainly, and he is trying to protect this body. And so as he is protecting the body, he'll eventually start hiding the body, by the way, but if he is protecting the body, he is protecting it from what? He's protecting it from space, from force, you see? And Phaeton gets himself associated with the body very thoroughly, and thereafter he becomes afraid of force because he knows the body can affect force. Nothing can affect a Phaeton. Remember this, nothing possibly can affect a Phaeton. As a matter of fact, as ultimate effect, he cannot be affected. As ultimate cause, he actually cannot himself be an energy bolt. He can only say he is. And here we have cause and effect, and as far as a Phaeton is concerned, or awareness unit is concerned, he would be at either end of this line, and he would have to have some kind of an energy mass at both ends of the line in order to be cause and effect, you see? There'd have to be some energy in there someplace. Well, he'd have to be protecting or holding on to that energy. He would have had to have postulated that he was some section of this energy to be affected or actually to begin some type of cause. In order to be thorough cause, for instance, he could postulate a bolt of energy out in front of him, but he would have to postulate also that he was connected with that to even get the idea that he was being affected by it. One of the most difficult things a Phaeton faces is really trying to affect another Phaeton or to be an effect himself or to actually overtly discover the cause of anything. You see, the cause, the real cause of anything, has no mass, and so can't be located in space. All right.